Chapter 2. The sound of chairs being scraped back filled the room as the four women scrambled to get up from the table.
Hurry, before they clean out the room. We'll take the quick route across the courtyard.
Ida motioned to them from the doorway.
Helen, take your special glasses.
Nance gestured to the table beside the door, where a pair of thick black eyeglasses sat.
Special glasses?
Lexi echoed.
We'll explain later when there's time,
Nan said, tossing each of them their jackets from the coat rack beside the door. They ran out behind Ida, following her down the stairs to the door that led across the small courtyard and into the nursing care section. The nursing care section resembled a small hospital, complete with a central desk and several small rooms with hospital beds. Ida hustled down the wide hall, the women following like ducklings after a mother duck. Ida stopped in front of one of the rooms, cast a look down the hallway, and slid inside. Lexi and the others followed. The room looked much like any other hospital room, except for the dead body in the bed.
It's Mavis Sanders!
Nans gasped, covering her mouth with her hands. Lexi looked at the woman in the bed. White hair, clusters of wrinkles. She looked peaceful. Could she have been murdered? Lexi felt an icy finger trace its way up her spine. She quickly turned away from the bed to inspect the rest of the room. Nothing looked out of place. Prescription bottles sat on the bedside table. The sheets were pulled up neatly. The pillows were placed under her head. It looked as if she had died peacefully in her sleep, which made Lexi wonder, just how was she murdered? On the other side of the room, she could see Helen tilting her head at weird angles and fiddling with her glasses.
Hurry up!
Ruth's dentures flew out of her mouth, clattering onto the floor and sliding under the bed.
Frup,
she said, bending from the waist and paring under the bed. I'll get them. Lexi got down on her hands and knees, her butt up in the air, and reached under the bed. The floor was squeaky clean. Remembering they mopped the floors in this section twice a day, she felt grateful she wouldn't get any dirt on her off-white pants. Tilting her head sideways to get a better view, she saw the dentures had slid all the way towards the head of the bed. She scoochied further under. Feeling a little creeped out about flailing around under the bed of a dead woman, she quickly swept her hand from side to side. Her fingers encountered something small and round. Not the dentures, but she held on to it anyway. Another long sweep, and her fingers hit the dentures. Grabbing onto them, she slid her front out from under the bed. On her hands and knees like an inchworm, she was just about to stand up when a grating voice rasped loudly from the doorway.
Just what the hell do you think you're doing?
Lexi swiveled her head towards the voice. Standing in the doorway was Nurse Bettina Rothschild, hands on hips, with a face puckered like she'd just devoured a sour lemon. Lexi's stomach felt like lead, and her heart raced.
We were just paying our respects,
Nan said, head slightly bowed. Rothschild's scowl deepened as she directed her glare at Lexi.
What do you have there?
Oh, this? Ruth's dentures slipped out. I was just retrieving them for her. Lexi held the dentures up while hiding the other object behind them in her hand. Lexi tried to keep her hand from shaking as Rothschild took two steps towards her to get a better look.
You're not supposed to take anything from the room. Which one of you is Ruth?
She glared at each of them in turn.
Yes.
Ruth raised her hand, then opened her mouth to show the missing teeth.
See?
Rothschild bent her large frame slightly to peer into Ruth's mouth. She looked around at the women, her eyebrows mashed together. A commotion out in the hallway stole her attention. She glanced at the door, then turned back to Lexi and Ruth.
Fine. Take the dentures and go. I don't want to see you ladies messing around in my hospital again.
Her rubber-soled nurse shoes let out a loud squeak as she turned and rushed off towards the hall.
Lexi handed the dentures to Ruth, then mashed her index finger into her right eye in an attempt to control her nervous eye tic.
You still have that eye problem?
Helen asked Lexi as they started to head towards the door.
Lexi turned to look at Helen out of her good eye and nodded.
You know, I can fix that with hypnosis.
Yes, Lexi's answer was cut off when she walked into Nan's, who had stopped abruptly just short of the doorway.
Looking around her grandmother, she could see the exit was blocked by a steel gurney, accompanied by two large men in McGreevy Funeral Home t-shirts. Lexi recognized one of the men as Barry McGreevy, who she'd gone to high school with. Barry squinted at her.
Lexi Baker?
Hi, Barry. Lexi gave him a half smile. You're taking her straight to McGreevy's?
Yep, natural causes. No need to bring him to the hospital.
Lexi exchanged glances with the other four women.
So you're sure she died naturally?
That's what the report says.
Barry nodded at a clipboard hanging from the end of the gurney.
Are you a relative?
He asked. No, just a friend.
Lexi felt a pang at the lie and crossed her fingers behind her back.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for your loss,
Barry said, then turned to the bed.
Guess I better get to work.
Lexi looked away as Barry pushed the gurney next to the bed in preparation for transferring the body onto it. The women started to leave, but their exit was blocked again, this time by Nurse Rothschild and one of the aides. Rothschild scowled at them, then pointed at the door.
Get!
Nan shuffled towards the door. The others fell in line. As they filed out, Lexi could hear Rothschild barking orders to the aide, her voice cold and unfeeling.
Make sure you flush any medications labeled for this patient, and get the sheets and pillowcases to laundry right away. We need to get this room ready for the next one. ASAP.